Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 8. Ask, seek, knock. Listen to these words of Jesus. Let them land. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, seek, knock. Three simple words. And what Jesus is doing here is not handing you a technique. He is not giving you a spiritual formula that works if you get the steps right. He is opening a door, and he is inviting you through it. Not because you earned it, not after you prove you are good enough. An invitation, right now, for you, exactly as you are. And there is something in the original language that the translation can barely hold. Those verbs, ask, seek, knock, in the Greek, they are continuous. The meaning is, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. This is not one prayer and done. This is a whole life turned toward God, again and again, day after day. And that is not weak faith. That is faith in motion. Faith that does not quit. Faith that comes back tomorrow morning because it knows that the one on the other side of that door is listening. Look at the beauty of those three verbs. Asking uses your voice. It is the act of admitting that you need, that you cannot carry this alone, that you depend on something greater than yourself. Seeking moves your feet. It is aligning your life with what you are praying, not just words but steps. And knocking, knocking is persistence. It is the hand that returns to the door when it has not yet opened. It is prayer that endures, not because God is hard to reach, but because the waiting shapes us, draws us closer, does something in us that a quick answer never could. And look at who backs this promise. The guarantee is not in the right technique. It is not in how loudly you pray or how beautifully you speak. The promise has a face. It is the face of the Father. Because just a few lines later, Jesus finishes the thought, how much more will your Father give good things to those who ask him? The Father, not a distant judge keeping score of your failures. A Father who wants to give, who is already leaning toward you before you even open your mouth.
And here is the most important thing I want you to hear today. Prayer's greatest answer is not the gift. It is the presence. Whoever truly seeks God, with voice, with feet, with persistence, discovers they found more than they asked for. They found the giver himself. And in the presence of the giver, even the answers that take time begin to make sense.
So today, here is the call. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the day picks up speed, stop. And out loud, with real words, name one specific request before God, not something vague, a request with a name, a face, a weight. Say it out loud, bring it to him, and tomorrow, come back and bring it again, because you are not being ignored, you are being formed. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.